Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Do we need to start a new American conservative movement? Yeah, I think it's happening, actually. In fact, there's a group set aside to do that, and it is articulated by, at least in part, by what Donald Trump talked about in his CPAC speech yesterday. Did you hear it? What did you think of it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Was it inspiring to you? Was it just more of the same? Was it noise to you? Are you willing to embrace not only the principles, but Trump-defining Trumpism? Trumpism. What would that be? Well, Donald Trump talked about that yesterday, and it really is a set of principles. He spent 20 minutes on it, as a matter of fact. As Andrea Widberg writes in the American Thinker today, and I'll have all of this up on the show plan, including, if you're just joining us, some of the other things that we talked about just briefly a little bit earlier. We're going to get into how, by the way, we can overcome the establishment that wants to destroy Donald Trump, the Republican establishment, not just the D.C. swamp folks. No, I'm talking about the Republican Party establishment. There is a way, and it's a way that can help us dramatically here in Oregon. Some of the other things we talked about just briefly is the KGW article about the 3,000% alcohol tax increase the Democrats are proposing in the legislature. It's wine and beer. My prediction to you is just like Intel and Nike, who give a lot of money to Democrats and have the governor's ear, just as they got special carve-outs from all of these new taxes that the Democrats keep foisting on us. My prediction is the wineries, who also are liberal leftist elitists who give lots of money to Democrats, they also will get a carve-out. You wait. And, of course, the Math is Racist Oregon Department of Education course quietly gets pulled back. It's a Channel 2 story after it got a lot of ridicule. Yeah, apparently the Oregon Department of Education is just kind of pulling back on it. Folks, here's another prediction. You heard it. You heard it here first. You know what it is? It'll be back. Believe me. It will be back. The left is not done trying to stoke the fires of racial division. And this is one of many ways they try to do that. And my friend, Arizona State Republican Representative Mark Finchem, the guy, you've heard him on this show. He led the Rudy Giuliani hearing down in Arizona on the fraud down there. Well, he's suing the Democrats for defamation, because they said he was engaging in treason and sedition. And they sent that not just to the Department of Justice and the FBI, demanding an investigation into him, but they also sent it to the news media. His goal is to overturn Sullivan versus the New York Times. That is that very wrong U.S. Supreme Court decision that basically said newspapers and their like are free now to defame any of us, and we can't do anything about it. I think there's a good opportunity for the Supreme Court to think differently. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. If you want to weigh in on Donald Trump making this first speech, what did it speak to you? What did it say to you? Did it give you hope? Did it was just like, nah, no big deal? Is it just more of the same? Or did it lay out the principles by which not just the Republican Party, folks, believe me, but the Make America Great Again movement, the principles by which that movement should move forward? And I'm quite convinced with Donald Trump being engaged, as he said he was going to be yesterday, as he named every one of the Rhino Republicans who voted for impeachment and voted for conviction. He named every one of them. He's going to be engaged in going after him. Now, how would he do that? Or do you think that's the right thing to do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And I have been remiss at reading some emails. So Walt sent me an email, says, I was looking for the information you requested, asking, looking at television ratings. He hasn't been able to find it. He did, however, come across this article from USA Today detailing his speech. It is so obvious, slanderous, and slanted, I have no respect for our media. Liberty once lost. Yeah, you're right, Walt. Absolutely right. And Roxanne writes an email about Kirk Schrader voting no on the 6% of the COVID slush fund bill is actually for COVID, folks. Only 6%. She writes, you know, when I saw that Kirk Schrader voted no on the COVID slush bill, one of the two Democrats, it made me think that Amy can win in 2022. That's right. Just now I can hear Art talking about the no vote by Schrader. I think that maybe Oregon will end up with three conservative representatives, have offered to help with time and money. Thanks, Roxanne, and I'm glad you did. And she writes, and I forgot to say, and prayers in the prior email, prayers to the Lord, the God who gives us our rights, and it is the only one who can take them away. For our nation and our leaders is the first and the best way to protect our nation and to be in his will, and that's prayer. Well said. Well said. 503-589-1220. So how can we push back? Well, as J.D. Rucker points out, you know, CPAC, for a very important reason, stayed away from voter fraud. Now, Trump did not. He went hard on after it. But CPAC, by and large, and my guess is that was by design, because they didn't want to be YouTube deplatformed. They didn't want... CPAC, is as much as I love the conservative union and CPAC, they're still Republican establishment swamp creatures. But they're the closest thing we've got and are going to have to a voice, a mainstream voice of conservatism, mainstream conservatism. Okay. Politics is about, as J.D. Rucker points out, belonging to the right club. And the gatekeepers of CPAC are, in effect, beholden to the Republican establishment. So how do we fix that? Well, we build our own clubs. We form our own platforms. Social media, media. Print media. Television media. He says the dust is starting to settle from the election and the status quo is creeping back into play. He said we need to take this opportunity to grow organizations like the American Conservative Movement or others in order to truly fight back against the Republican establishment that is neither conservative nor populist in nature. He writes, in the coming weeks, I'll be speaking and writing more about all of this. For now, we need to spread the word and get ready to take actions against the status quo. From conferences to charitable events, from new technologies to safe haven platforms, there are so many ways we can make tangible changes to the direction of our nation. We must fight the progressives. That will never change. But we must be willing to fight back against both sides of the swamp's anti-American coin. That other side is the Republican establishment. They're going to try to destroy Donald Trump, he writes in conclusion, because they do not want tens of millions of Americans embracing the America First vision. It's incumbent on us to fight back with the truth. Amen. That's the theme of this show, folks. Each and every one of us have the ability to persuade a persuadable person. We need to be armed with the truth. and how to present it and talk to others. Time to go to the phones. We'll start first with Kathy, then move to Kim. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts?
Okay, so a lot of people might be saying that his speech was a lot of the same old, same old. But here's the thing. Common sense and things that work shouldn't change.
You're right. They shouldn't.
Something he was doing was working. So why should he change midstream just to make things interesting? No. But I have to say I was longing to hear some insider secrets, but I can understand why he couldn't reveal them. But my favorite part was when he talked about Mitch O'Connell. Oh.
Yeah, no, he reserved some special love for Mitch and for Liz Cheney.
Yeah, well, she's toast.
As she should be. So generally, was it a hopeful speech to you? Was it an uplifting speech? How did you feel about it?
Well, I really liked being reminded of all the details because with the news cycles, it's easy to forget little things. And so he reminded me of everything that was going right. And I appreciated that. That's why I said a lot of people might think it was the same old, but common sense doesn't change. And truth does not change.
You're right. It does not. It does not. Well said. Kathy, thank you. Common sense is elemental to human existence. I mean, it just is. Let's go to Kim. Kim, good morning. What do you think today?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? I have an echo on my end.
Yeah, I can. I can hear you fine.
Okay. So his speech was so inspiring to me, and I've been so discouraged and disgusted in the Republican Party who has betrayed our president and let the people down. And I was thinking that what's left of this party, I mean, I don't even know if they know what they stand for anymore. And he did say that people had talked about him leaving the party and starting a new party or going to a different party completely. And what he said was he thought that that would divide the country even more. So I that is something to think about. I still don't know. What we need to do is unite. And what he said last night was it gives us a hope, gives us a chance to regroup and become united. And those are the principles, right? See, I think the Republican Party doesn't even know what they stand for anymore.
So. Well, you're right. And it's time that we change that. He laid out those principles. It's an excellent segue. Kim, thank you, because I'm going to talk about it when we come back. Thanks, Kim.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning. How do you feel about Donald Trump's speech? What did he say? I want to get into the principles because I think he just laid out, and Kim would really hit the nail on the head. She doesn't think the Republican Party knows what it stands for. Yes. That's right. They don't. But it's more than the Republican Party. Yes, the party is the center of it, and it's going to be Donald Trump's ultimate testament to who he is and the strength of his message that is going to play out here. And it's going to be based on principles. Principles that everybody knows are the right principles. Well, at least those of us who believe in liberty. Jarrus writes, how do I feel about Donald Trump's speech? Yeah, he says, I watched Donald J. Trump's speech. How do I feel? I feel robbed of a good man in the Oval Office. Period. Yeah. Behind the Times, Corby writes, says, I feel frustrated about what's going on, and I have a lot of respect to you and your listeners, but in my opinion, all due respect to you, the subjects you talk about are several years behind. When you talk about what is happening and where we are going to be, we are already well past that point. Sadly, we are so much further over the cliff than is talked about. Maybe we would be doing something different to salvage what is left of the country if we would all come to that realization. I really do appreciate all your efforts in your show. I learn a lot listening to your show. Corby, thanks for your thoughts. I want to encourage you to tell me what you think we would be doing different to salvage what's left of the country. I mean, I genuinely am interested in your thoughts about that. He said, and then he sent me another email, says, disregard my last email. No, I'm interested because the only thing that I see that is left, just to be quite honest with you all, is armed revolution. I don't think we need to go there yet. In fact, I'm actually pretty optimistic. And I mean it. I'm maybe more optimistic than you should give me credit for, but it's there are reasons why. A lot of it has to do with prayer. And a lot of it has to do with my faith and my belief in that there are just common principles that most Americans truly do hold dear. And I think that those basic principles are things that Donald Trump stood for. For instance, in defining Trumpism, remember, for about 20 minutes in his speech, he talked about Trumpism, and they're all based on principles. And he said it means great deals, great trade deals, great ones, not deals where we're giving away everything, our jobs and our money. It means low taxes, eliminating job-killing regulations. It means strong borders. But people coming to our country based on merit, as opposed to just coming here not being good for us, including the criminals. And it means no riots in the streets. It means law enforcement. It means a very strong protection for the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. It means support for the forgotten men and women who have been taken advantage of for so long. And it means a strong military and taking care of our vets. He then says, the mission of our movement and of the Republican Party must be to create good jobs, strong families, safe communities, a vibrant culture, and a great nation for all Americans. We take great pride in our country. We teach the truth about history. We celebrate our rich heritage and national traditions. We honor George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and all national heroes. And, of course, we respect our great American flag. I'm going to stop there for a moment because I want to go back to the phones. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you think today?
Yeah, I think it's interesting he used the word Trumpism and basically going back to his platform. However, I feel like Trump was outfoxed in his original run. Fauci, the National Institute of Health, Mr. Gates and the Gates Foundation, they outmaneuvered him. I feel like once Mr. Trump, or President Trump, once he shut down the country as an experiment, and then he lost control of being able to reopen it to the National Institute of Health, the Gates Foundation, and Fauci, and the CCP, He couldn't get it back. Now, in 2 years before we can fix that, they don't have a fix for that. Because now the vaccines are out, the nanotechnology is going to be well in place. It's going to be so tough. And he's lost his goal to how to fix that. And it's so overwhelming that these individuals were able to outfox him on it. What will the economy, what will be left of the economy in the period of time before that mid-election, before he ever, 2 years later, has a chance to run under Trumpism? I just have, it's because of all the agencies of the government that are actually running the government, especially under Biden. Biden doesn't even know what his name is. All these agencies are running the government, and they're breaking the treasury. What will be left to even put together? And as the health is destroyed, the health system as it is destroyed in these 2 years, where will we all individually be if we're forced to take these vaccines and get sick with new variations of the Wuhan pneumonia? That's my greatest thought.
That's not a very optimistic thought, Glenn. It may be realistic.
I'm thinking the reality of what really did happen. Trump was not able to pull it back once those agencies and the health, anti-American health industry took over.
You're right. And that's the saddest part about doing what he did, which no president ever has done before in a lot of ways. And the sad result is, yes. Can we take it back? Can any president take it back?
Not in my opinion. Not this late in the show. This episode is epic.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody, we are back. Great to have you with us. 24 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. So what did you think of Trump's speech? I mean, some of you are obviously, you know, just thinking that we're too far gone as a country. Well, I don't believe that. No, I really don't. I frankly believe that there's great days ahead of America still. Yeah, we're in a very precarious position. There is no question about that. And I firmly believe that. But I believe there is a powerful way that we can move forward. And I mean that. But Donald Trump is only part of the key to it. It's really based on the principles. But it demands leadership, friends. And it does. And right now, the only person that can really provide that leadership across the country, and not just in the Republican Party, and not just us being able to go around the Republican Party establishment, it is this movement, and it's based on principles. It's based on things like inalienable rights. And they are. They are inalienable rights, folks. They are. And they will be. 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Anne Marie writes an email about leadership. Leaders inspire. She says, I was absolutely inspired by Trump's speech yesterday. frankly. I'm not easily inspired by political candidates. Usually they promise more than they deliver in my experience. Surprised to realize how much I missed him, his essence. He carries such confidence in the way he presents himself. And when he opens his mouth, every word rings authentic in my ears. I do not worship him or any human being. Let me be clear, however, great leadership inspires, promotes moral excellence, casts an attainable vision. These qualities are true in any arena and attract loyalty and respect from me personally. Very good sentiments. And Anne-Marie, I don't think you're alone. I frankly think that most people feel this way. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors. If you have a need in your home, not just to keep the furnace going or the air conditioner going when you need it, but frankly, to make your home cleaner. That's right. They have great air filtration systems that can make your home cleaner, safer, less work, less dust floating around in the air. Check it out, freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website. You can contact them. They can come out and look at whatever you've got going on. And frankly, they can make it better for you. freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to first to Freddie, then to Gail. Freddie, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. I think Trump's speech was phenomenal, but I want to say something, too. It took 4 years of Trump to teach us just how corrupt this government is, the media is, and he's been teaching us just, you know, about the deep state. And we've been learning about that. So this battle has just begun. It's not over with. Good grief. And we're just a bunch of slow learners out here, but now we understand what they've been doing all this time. Now take Biden, for instance. How does a guy that makes less than $200,000 a year for the last 50 years have four mansions? They've been selling out this country for a long time. Where is Hunter Biden at, right? What happened to him? We found out what he was doing. So this thing goes very deep into our government. And they shut Trump's megaphone off by getting rid of his Twitter account because he was articulating this message to all of us. He absolutely showed us what we could do as Americans, the American First plan that he had, and how we should support ourselves. And we did a great job. And then they went ahead and shut that down because the corruption goes all the way around the world here. And that's why they want this $2 trillion again to be given it to foreign countries to bring kickback money back into their party. Look at Planned Parenthood. They give them $500 million, and Planned Parenthood gives them back 10%. That's the going fee now. So wake up, America. Wake up, Republicans. Get rid of the rhinos, and he articulated who they are. Support this thing going forward if you want the country. It's time to fight, to fight like hell. That's my viewpoint, Jeff.
And you're right. You're 100% correct. And the best way for us to do that is, well, what we're doing now, we're talking about it, we're laying out the principles, and then we talk with other people about that, those persuadables. We also take action at the local level. We get involved in things. We run for local offices. We put those principles and those values in effect, and we articulate them to other people around us. And
absolutely.
Then we,
you know, the Democrat voters are getting screwed on this thing too. They need to wake up what their party's doing. Because they're losing their jobs too. They got kids that want to go and have a good life. And they're screwing these kids by giving our jobs away to foreign countries and bringing in cheap labor from Mexico and all the other places. That's what they're doing. So the Democrats need to wake up and realize that their own party leadership is screwing them too.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Well said, Freddie. Thank you. I appreciate it. And we can help them wake up by doing a number of things. And that again is making sure our voices are heard. Talk radio is going to be an incredibly bigger piece of this puzzle, at least in the short term, friends. It just is, because We still have not developed and built out the social media platforms to go around the mainstream media. And at some point, believe me, if you've got half of the country believing in the values and the principles that we talk about as conservatives, exemplified by what Trump puts out there, if those values and principles continue to resonate, you're going to have these new systems. We're going to have our own clubs. We're going to have our own networks. And they're going to be successful. Because that's the American way. That's why I have hope. Plus, I also believe a lot of prayer is going into this, as it should be. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Lines. Go to Gail. Gail, good morning. What do you think today?
Morning, Jeff. It's a little hard for me to think because we still don't have our internet. So part of my question is where, if I get out somewhere, where can I listen to President Trump's speech? So think on that. And then I want to just say...
Let me ask you this. Do you have a smartphone, Gail?
No. We're not smart enough to have a smartphone. We don't want to be tracked.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Do you have friends who have the internet?
Yes. When I can get out, I can get hooked up to the internet for a moment.
Okay. That's what you want to do. You want to go to a friend's place and get on the internet, and you can find it. A number of news outlets have it. There are conservative news outlets. You can watch it. You can watch the whole thing. And
did Newsmax have it?
I'll tell you what. I'll look. So, do you think that how did he make you feel? Let me ask you that.
Well, I don't know because I haven't heard it, but I know how he makes me feel without hearing it, and I have an extreme amount of hope. I've not given up yet. And I think the things that you are doing, I think what Freddie says is right on. We've just begun to fight. And I think what you've been doing with the sheriff and with bringing Chris Ann Hall here and studying the Constitution. And I did hear where Dr. Shiva, the person who invented email, and I haven't been able to research it because I do not have the internet, but I heard where he has a process in his mind or already developed for safe voting to get rid of the voter fraud. And so that's encouraging to me because I think the American people are good people. And I think Freddie's right. We just need to wake up and start fighting for this country.
Yeah, we do. I think I'm looking at Newsmax's website. It's unclear whether you can watch it there. I knew that at one point you could see it on the Gateway Pundit.
Okay.
And I think you can see it on the libertydaily.com. They have numerous links to it. So I think if you get out there and find any of those, you'll be able to find them, Gail. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
I hope you get your internet back eventually.
We will.
And you
okay.
don't have to be smart to have a smartphone. That's for sure. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you think today? Good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, it's me, Jeff.
And who's this?
This is Art.
Oh, well, for some reason, your name didn't come up. Arbeck.
Well, that's crazy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it is crazy.
Maybe they're trying to take you guys off the air again, you know? Better watch out. It was on Newsmax yesterday, Trump's speech was. So she should have access, be able to get access that way. Boy, I guess I don't get much time this time, huh, Jeff?
All right, yeah, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break. Back in a moment at 7:48.
Come on and sing my song all night long. All night long. Yeah.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Got an email from Lee regarding the president's speech. How do I feel? Hopeful and impatient. This roller coaster has proven we must have patience. Human nature is what we want. Is we want it now, rather. Human nature is we want it now. It took many years to get to the place we are now and can't just change it in a month. That, by the way, is exactly what Freddie said. And it's real. I think the exposure of the swamp is still on and the draining is yet to come. Many will say Mr. Trump's speech was just the same as always. But he's playing a chess game. We don't get to see the board. Yep, hopeful is how I feel. And then there are pros and cons from a state employee that shall never be named. And I'll give you the pros and then we'll go to the cons. He focused at least in part on the heart, not just the head, describing the devastating results of O. Biden's 37 days so far in office. Illegal immigration, setbacks to women, economic destruction, etc. He showed that O'Biden, along with complicit media and high tech, was deceitful and avoided crucial topics during the campaign. He gave some important information statistics from the election to demonstrate that it's highly likely that fraud occurred. Cons. Although it was good for him to point out the terrible and devastating policies that O'Biden has done so far moving forward, he seems to not only point out attack O'Biden's horrendous decisions, he needs to deal with present and future problems with compelling answers and solutions. He needs to focus, for the most part, on addressing how he will solve problems that will only get worse and new challenges that will affect Americans and our country and the world. He needs to not solely focus on O'Biden's incompetence and failure. He must clearly describe how Obama and other Democrat operatives are the ones who are running the show. He needs to describe how Obama and others are setting up O'Biden to take the blame for the devastating policies so they can bring in Kamala Harris, probably just before the 2022 midterms, so that she can distance herself from O'Biden and is not tarnished by his failures and horrible legacy. Yeah, that's true. Linda writes an email, I agree with Anne-Marie. Just seeing the president yesterday and how well he looked gave me so much hope. He says what he means, and he means what he says. We can always rely on that. He will not, in his second term, take the advice of anybody that he took advice from before. I hope he carefully limits advice from his family. They need to spread their message, not their own. There are some that I trust. Rick Grenell, Hogan Gidley, Corey Lewandowski. Keep Kevin McCarthy and his circle at arm's length. Embrace Matt Gaetz and the Jim Jordan types. Well said. And I couldn't agree more. In fact, that leads me to kind of my concluding point here, friends. Donald Trump is going to come back and win the presidency. I believe that. I believe that he will govern differently. He'll still be limited to one term under the U.S. Constitution. Okay. But here's what I think. He now clearly understands how Washington works. He now clearly understands that there are very few people in Washington, D.C. that he can trust. Mike Pence will not be his vice president. I guarantee you that. I think Mike Pompeo might be. Kristi Noem might be, possibly. Mike Pompeo was, and still is, loyal to Donald Trump. He's a very high quality man. He too knows the swamp. Knows it well. I think Donald Trump's advisors he will pick more carefully. I think that Donald Trump will listen to different voices that maybe I think he'll give greater weight to various voices that he caused to, or he held in the balance with others. Now you got to understand his way of doing things, folks, is he likes having dissent in his organization because he thinks that's how the best ideas rise forth. I think that's destructive ultimately. I don't think it's how the best ideas rise forth. You play better as a team. You really do. And you have to do those things. You just have to. You have to play as team. You have to be on the same page. Everybody has to believe in the direction you're headed. Donald Trump knows that now. He knows how bad the swamp is. He knows how fickle these people are. Now, Mitch McConnell will still be around when Donald Trump assumes the presidency again. McConnell will be 4 years into a 6-year term. He just got reelected. As Trump pointed out yesterday, he asked for his support and he gave it to him. Mitch McConnell will probably become the majority leader again, unless there are enough new Republicans elected in the Senate Republican caucus in 2022 that they choose somebody else. But frankly, after hearing Rick Scott go south on the president yesterday, and that was disappointing, Donald Trump has to remain strong, folks. This is why Donald Trump has to stay out there. Donald Trump has to continue to do what he's doing, folks. Donald Trump has to continue to articulate these principles we've talked about. These are the principles of common sense and liberty. That cuts across just the Republican Party. That is part of what has drawn so many people to the Make America Great Again movement. Not just Trump, but a movement of the people who believe that America is this very special place. People intuitively know it. And yes, Donald Trump will continue to point out the failures of old Biden. And I don't think Kamala Harris is going to be any different. In fact, I think she's going to be every bit as worse when she becomes president. But I think we take back the House and we take back the Senate. Donald Trump has to be clearly staying out in front. He has to develop and help develop these new systems of the MAGA movement being able to go around the mainstream media and social media and the Republican establishment. And that means we don't give our money to the National Republican Senatorial Committee. We don't give our money to the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's for the House. Don't give them a penny. We give it directly to candidates that we know assault. And there's going to be a lot of them out there, folks. Thanks for joining us today. Good morning, Salem's up next with Jason filling in for Stacey. And you'll see you tomorrow.